From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. On the heels of several deadly attacks this week, Taliban militants have attacked Pakistan's most fortified installation, the Army headquarters in Rawalpindi, near the capital, Islamabad. Several gunmen wearing Army uniforms ambushed security personnel, killing 8 of them, including 2 senior officers. 4 of the attackers were killed. Pakistan says militants are also holding several hostages. The latest wave of attacks started Monday on a UN compound in the capital, and yesterday the Pakistani Taliban said it was behind a suicide bombing in Peshawar that killed at least 49 people. It was the worst attack in that city in 6 months. President Obama says the movement to overhaul health care is resulting in unprecedented consensus among health care providers, drug companies, Democrats, and Republicans. In his weekly address, Mr. Obama noted that even former GOP lawmakers such as Bob Dole and Bill Frist agree that, quote, health care reform isn't a Democratic or Republican issue.
Still, there are some in Washington today who seem determined to play the same old partisan politics, working to score political points, even if it means burdening this country with an unsustainable status quo.
But congressional Republicans argue the Obama plan is unsustainable. They estimate that over 10 years, health care will cost far more than the $1 trillion price tag put forth by the White House. Delivering the GOP address this week, Senator George Lemieux of Florida said the country cannot afford to be hasty.
We in the Congress have a duty to tackle this problem, but the solution we settle upon should not be rushed.
The Senate Finance Committee is expected to vote on a health care overhaul measure Tuesday. The controversial Lisbon Treaty came one step closer to ratification. It calls for a significant revamp of the way the European Union operates and makes laws. Larry Miller has more from London.
Applause for Polish President Lech Kaczynski after signing his country up to the Lisbon Treaty, which is often described as a European Union constitution. The treaty streamlines the EU decision-making process and must be ratified by all 27 member states. The treaty, 10 years in the making, has hit a number of roadblocks along the way. Opponents say it subjugates a country's national sovereignty to the lawmaking powers of the EU. The only country yet to agree is the Czech Republic. Its president says he won't sign unless his country is exempt from the EU's Charter of Fundamental Rights. Without that concession, Václav Klaus fears 3 million Germans who were expelled after the Second World War and their descendants would demand financial reparations. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
More bodies are being recovered from the muddy debris of landslides in the northern Philippines. More than 200 people have died since Typhoon Parma struck last week. This is NPR News. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is launching her European tour with a stop in Zurich this hour. She's attending a signing ceremony in which Turkey and Armenia have agreed to end a century of hostility. That's been a priority for the U.S. An agreement could help diffuse tensions in the Caucasus region, a growing corridor for energy supplies bound for the West. The H1N1 flu virus is continuing to hit kids hard, and more states are reporting widespread flu illness. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
Ann Schuchat of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said at a press conference that there have been more swine flu illnesses, hospitalizations, and deaths this week.
Flu is widespread in 37 states. That's up from 27 states last week. Unfortunately, 19 more pediatric deaths from influenza got reported to us this past week.
The death count in children is now 76, near the maximum seen in other flu seasons that last till May. Schuchat said that U.S. studies have shown that seasonal flu vaccines don't affect the risk of swine flu. Studies in other countries have variously shown an increase or decreased risk or no effect at all. Early results from a National Institutes of Health study show that the two vaccines can safely be given at the same time. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Atlanta.
President Obama is scheduled to address the nation's largest gay rights group tonight on the eve of a massive march for equal legal protection on the National Mall. His speech tonight at the Human Rights Campaign fundraising dinner comes in the wake of mounting criticism that the president has not delivered on his promises made to the gay and lesbian community. I'm Lakshmi Singh. NPR News.